Chapter 6, Seesaws, Leapfrog, and Being Childlike. I've been preaching the importance of value of just saying yes to your dream, and I want to encourage you to just say yes wherever you have an opportunity, regardless of whether or not you are currently in a situation to know how to make it work. Say yes first and trust your own ability to figure it out. Say yes and go all in, betting big on yourself. Dream big and just say yes. Now, before I go any further, I want to provide you some clarification. I've shared my own journey and all of the times I've said yes. However, there have been many times when I've also said no. It might seem a little odd to stop here in a book whose main message is just say yes, but to opportunities that present themselves to suddenly suggest that you say no. The important thing to be completely clear about is the reason to say no. If that reason is fear that you will not be able to figure it out and fail, that's the wrong reason. If I had to summarize this entire book into a message that might fit into a tweet, for example, then it is, ordinary entrepreneurs become extraordinary entrepreneurs by stepping up, saying yes, even if you feel uncertain or unqualified at the time. Life is about seizing moments of opportunity. Too often, just because the path forward is not clear, we say no to something that we might actually turn out to be great for our business. You have to determine the direction you want to take your life and career, and when opportunities present themselves that are aligned with your goals, then yes, just say yes, regardless of your trepidation. If you get to a fork in the road that presents a path that will take you in a direction you don't want to go, one that will waste your valuable time and does nothing to advance your goals and success, you have my blessing and I urge you to say no. As an entrepreneur, the decision to say no can be every bit as important as the decision to say yes. The entrepreneurial tendency is to jump into everything. I understand that and have been guilty of that myself at many times. And while I've reiterated, just say yes, it comes with a caveat. Say yes when it will advance your goals and success, despite your fear. So a little lesson from the playground. I want you to clearly understand that whenever you say yes to one thing, you will have to say no to something else. Picture a seesaw or a teeter-totter on the playground. When one side goes up, the other side goes down. Even when there are no kids playing on it, one side will be up, the other side will be down. Getting it to balance right in the middle requires two kids of the same approximate weight and a pretty good sense of physics and fulcrums. Very simply, getting it right is balance, and that's not always easy. There's also a balance in your journey as an entrepreneur, and when you say yes, when you just say yes to one thing, you will invariably have to say no to something else. With a yes, one side of the seesaw goes up and on the other side goes down. If you decide you're going to dedicate yourself the next several months to creating your dream business, to taking the leap, figuring out how to fly, you'll have to say no to other things during that time, but you will have to prioritize everything that comes your way. Look, we all have the same 24 hours a day, and I'm not suggesting that by saying yes to the activities needed to build your dream business that you say no to something as important as your family, your spouse, your children. Time spent with your family is critical, and I'm not suggesting otherwise. Only you can prioritize what is truly important in your own life. However, how much of the time you do spend on activities will have to take a back seat. For now, watching television, pursuing interests in social media, golf, hobbies, nights out with friends, you'll have to take a hard look at those types of activities and determine for yourself what can be removed from your calendar to give you the time you need just to say yes to the activities that will move your entrepreneurial dream forward. Starting a business is risky. Leading a business to higher levels of success is also risky, and to some, achieving a certain level of success is enough. Small business owners plateau. They reach a certain place and suddenly become much more risk averse, not wanting to upset the apple cart and risk the business they have created. If that's you, there's nothing wrong with that. Just be honest with yourself. Know that you have grown a business that pays the bills, provides the lifestyle in which you're comfortable. Who I want to address this chapter are specifically those entrepreneurs who are always seeking more growth, more revenue, prestige, financial freedom, and of course, time freedom. A dream business requires that you can provide all of those things, and that typically requires massive and continued growth. And that is where saying yes when you sometimes don't feel ready or qualified comes into play. However, there's a flip side to saying yes at these super growth levels, and the flip side is learning, as I say, to say no. Here's what I mean. For example, you've grown your core business to high levels, and continued growth or wealth creation might mean looking for other revenue streams. Highly successful entrepreneurs are focused on wealth creation, and most high earners achieve high incomes by kind of cobbling together different revenue streams. It is when we entrepreneurs venture into uncharted territory that we feel uncertain. To be certain, I'm in no way suggesting that you say yes to every opportunity. Quite the contrary. You say yes to every opportunity that has a better than average chance of helping you achieve your ambitious goals in life and business. So where does saying no come into play, you might ask? Well, the one thing we all have in common is that no matter where we are on the income scale, we all have the same 24 hours in a day. I'm okay, you know, thinking that while most entrepreneurs can learn to be more efficient and waste time, there's a point when high achievers, if they are to continue saying yes to new opportunities, they need to pick something that has to go, because there just flat out won't be time. I have a coaching client who has achieved his dream business. In fact, he has created and bought multiple businesses. On one of our coaching calls, he mentioned that his initial core business has reached a plateau, and new sales, or at least the high level of growth that he's been enjoying, has somewhat slacked off. I asked when this started occurring, and the answer was about 6 months after this client had said yes to pursuing two other business ventures. In addition, this client also has made a concerted effort to really enjoy life, take more vacations, and travel more, and I applaud that. This client has put a CEO in place to run the primary company and, by all accounts, chose a very qualified leader. Here's what I shared with them. I said, look, in the first 3 years of the business, you were hands-on and very active in the business. It's fair to say that you spent more time with your clients and perhaps some other personal outreach than you did with your family on a regular basis to get your business to where it is today. You've been blessed with an incredible amount of growth. And you've done two things lately. One, you've brought in, invested in, or started three other businesses and made a conscious decision to enjoy life and to do things that were once unimaginable. I salute that. I applaud that. I applaud you saying yes to all of these things. What you have to realize, however, is that saying yes to these things does come at a price. And in this case, that price is a somewhat slower growth rate with the core business. Second, I don't care how extensive your search for a CEO was. I don't care how great the training and incentive pay structure might be. Nobody will care as deeply or as much about your core business as you do as the owner. So in this case, saying yes to owning multiple businesses and enjoying a life of travel and vacations means saying no to the same level of growth and metrics this person once enjoyed as a hands-on owner. Another example from my own business. When I decided to grow my coaching program, I created systems and procedures. I hired, trained, and empowered a team to virtually run my various membership businesses. No hassle newsletters, no hassle social media, concierge print, mail on demand, custom article generator. I believe I have the best team money can buy, but I also know that if I were in charge and if I were doing everything day to day like I once was, I'd probably make more money. However, I said yes to growing an amazing and thriving coaching business, my dream business coaching and mastermind program, and the Dream Business Academy. And by doing so, I had to say no to being actively involved in the daily operations of the membership business. To try and do all well means to do none of them well. So when you're faced with opportunity, whether it's a good opportunity or a great one, and you want to say yes, you want to jump now and sprout your wings on the way down, as your coach, I would tell you this: if the opportunity is going to move you forward toward your dream business, achieving financial freedom and time freedom, then hooray for you, go for it, way to go. But let's just be realistic and think about what you'll need to say no to, as you are already maxed out in your personal bandwidth. Do you see what I mean? Again, trying to do everything well means doing nothing well. Say yes to massive growth, and to make that happen, figure out what you have to say no to, even if it is reluctantly so. The digital age has warped our sense of timing because things can happen so quickly now. It's like the old joke, I bought my father a microwave because he was so impatient, but it actually made the problem worse. Now he stands in front of it saying, come on, come on, what do you think I have all minute? You know, we accuse the millennial generation of wanting instant gratification. Can you actually blame them? They've lived with it all their lives. You want something, you go online and buy it. You don't even have to drive to the store. It's delivered right to your door the next day. Despite the speed and ease with which some things can be done thanks to the digital technology, you're going to have to get rid of what I call the microwave mentality. Yes, you can cook a hot dog in 30 seconds, but success doesn't happen in the same 30-second intervals. Some things take time to build, and that certainly includes building a dream business. You need to get rid of short-term thinking, and that includes short-term returns on your investment. Before I go any further, I want to suggest something that you don't concern yourself with getting an ROI. Not at all. ROI is important. You should be looking for an ROI at every turn in your business. However, they can't all be short-term ROI. Chasing only those investments that require a quick return is the same thing in my world as microwave mentality. In order to be truly successful, you have to look further down the road and delay immediate gratification and payoff. Think about stock market investing. When you opt out for short-term gain, it will always be a much smaller amount than sticking with the investment for the long haul. You can make $100 in a day, but wouldn't you rather make 1,000 times that over a longer period of time? I'll say it again, short-term thinking and microwave mentality will only bring you short-term and small results. You will never build a dream business with short-term ROIs. Having said that, I also want to let you in on a secret. The road to success is not linear. We've all been subjected to the mindset through childhood. You start in the first grade, you go to second grade, third grade, etc. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing when it comes to education. But now that you have all the knowledge, behind you, you no longer have to do it step by step. There's absolutely no rule in building your dream business that requires you to follow a linear path. There's the current you and your business where you are right now at this moment, and there's the future you and the future dream business that you want. It's where you want to be. I say to get there faster, you can play leapfrog. You don't have to take every step sequentially. Just say yes. Take a massive leap. Study the journey that other successful entrepreneurs have taken and apply that knowledge to skip steps along the way. The old thinking and mindset that everything is linear has gotten you to this point. Now it's time for new thinking to get you to where you want to be. Just say yes to leveling up your game and playing leapfrog. Besides playing leapfrog, there are other benefits to taking a childlike approach to building a business. I'd like to share with you some ideas presented by Patrick Bet-David, an entrepreneurial mentor. It's his contention that the very best entrepreneurs are like children, and I agree wholeheartedly. Here's a recap of his thinking about that concept. They are dreamers. Kids have fun believing in dreams, but as adults, we tend to lose that flame of imagination. They never stop asking for what they want. They use emotion rather than logic. They don't think anything is impossible. They're always curious. They can quickly reset their mentality when things go wrong. They're charmers. Their minds never stop. They learn faster, and for them, life is a game. Their mindset is, of course, that of a child. It's easy to point out to each of those to each one of those ideas and defend your adult mentality by pointing all the ways that life has been difficult since childhood. There are all these responsibilities and now bills to pay. True. But I believe you will find greater success if you can leave adult logic behind and try to regain the imagination and wonder of childhood. You have to relight the fire and passion in a childlike manner to truly tap into your potential and creativity to achieve success. This doesn't mean childish, silly, or immature. It's a matter of working to recapture the innocence of childhood when everything was a game, imagination has no bounds, and anything and everything was possible. Study the most successful entrepreneurs, no matter their age, and you'll uncover a childlike spirit inside that is driving their success. As adults, many of us have become too logical to believe dreams and to believe that anything truly is possible. Kids aren't that logical, and neither are great entrepreneurs. Just say yes to fantasizing and dreaming about what you want to achieve, because with the right mindset and persistence, anything truly is possible.